And now we go to Chile, where President Michelle Bachelet has declared a state of emergency in the country's north after that magnitude 8.2 earthquake last night. It killed six. It caused landslides and a huge wave. But remarkably, it didn't kill more. Jonathan Franklin is a reporter with The Guardian of London and joins us from Santiago on Skype. And Jonathan, people talked of being knocked off their feet up in the north. 300 inmates escaped from a women's prison. So damage, but is there a sense of why it didn't cause more damage?
Well, fortunately, it was very deep and it was very far offshore. You know, had this happened under a city, we would have seen massive damage. But it was some 60 kilometers off the coast, and Chile is extremely well prepared for large earthquakes.
Well, in 2010, an 8.8 magnitude earthquake in southern Chile killed more than 500, destroyed 200,000 homes. So with an eye on that, they've got preparation. Did you see some of that preparation taking effect?
Yeah, within minutes of the earthquake hitting, there was air raid type sirens and pre-recorded announcements urging people to head to the hills. And almost a million people spent the night up in the hills away from the low-lying coastal areas.
Well, many of the people who died in 2010 were killed by a huge wave. There was a tsunami warning this time around as well. But as you say, people headed for the hills.
Right. The wave this time topped out about 8.5 feet. And that's far smaller than the 2010, where the wave at places was 50 feet high. So really, they got lucky in that the force of the earthquake did not generate a massive tsunami. And unlike last time, where people were staying on the beach to watch what would happen, most of Chile took off as soon as they heard the alarms and the announcements and the air raid type sirens.
Well, and that's another point. There were warnings this time. There were not last time.
Yeah, the government has learned. Last time, this earthquake hit at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it hit right off beach resorts in southern Chile. So you had a lot of people who were sleeping right in cabins along the beach. This one happened at 8 o'clock at night, almost 9 o'clock. People were coming home from work. So it was a much better time than a 3 o'clock in the morning scenario.
Well, what's the mood there now? Because since the quake, we are hearing over and over again reports from experts explaining that because the waters are rising because of global warming, tectonic plates are shifting, and this is going to happen more and more. As they're hearing this, how are Chileans reacting?
Well, if you look at the top 10 earthquakes of all time, I think three of them have been in Chile. So really, people here are very accustomed to it. And what this really proved is that for months, people have been talking about a big earthquake in the north because they've had a lot of tremors before the quake, and there's been huge aftershocks. But there's been tons of movement up in this part of Chile over the last few months. And maybe it's better to have a couple of the big quakes and get some of that energy out, because really, there's been kind of a paranoia over these last few months as shock after shock after shock hit. And when this big one hit yesterday, people were asking, are we out of the woods? And apparently not, because some of the aftershocks are as big as six.
Yeah. Reporter Jonathan Franklin in Santiago, Chile, after last night's 8.2 earthquake. Jonathan, thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome.